It's time now for a special bluegrass edition of the Here and Now DJ Sessions. Mike Shirky is DJ and host of the Pick and Post on KUAF in Fayetteville, Arkansas. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeremy. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
Well, and tell us about your show, which, by the way, has been on the air since 1980.
My show is an eclectic show. It's not really a folk show, and it's not a bluegrass. I play everything from a little bit of jazz and some gospel and bluegrass and singer-songwriter.
And is it mostly new stuff, or are you playing the oldies?
I'm playing more songs and albums that are 20 years old. I don't particularly try to keep up with all the new stuff because it's just overwhelming, as you know.
All right, well, let's get to some of the music that you brought us, starting with Nashville-based Kate Campbell. This is her song, Strangeness of the Day.
Oh, they say we're made of atoms that are much too small to see, and our world is just a part of at least a million galaxies. Well, I couldn't say for certain, I just take it all on faith, but I can't help but wonder at the strangeness of the day.
So tell us about Kate Campbell.
Kate was born in Mississippi, but raised mostly in Alabama. Her father was a Baptist preacher, and she was thrown right into the middle of the civil rights movement back in the early 60s and mid-60s. And she's got a beautiful voice, and also she has a great sense of humor. She has... Oh, for instance, she lives in Nashville now, but she was driving in Mississippi and came across a sign that said, tomatoes and Jesus coming soon. And so, bingo, there's a song that she wrote about the tomatoes and Jesus.
She says on her website that she's trying to carry on the tradition of writers like Flannery O'Connor and William Faulkner. Do you hear that in her songwriting?
That's a strong company to keep.
Yeah.
And it's true.
Now, one of the things that's interesting is that this song came out on her latest release, the KOA Tapes, Volume 1. Many of the basic tracks on that album were actually recorded on an iPhone in her living room. Yeah, by the way, listeners may not know this, but probably half the interviews you hear on Here and Now are recorded on an iPhone these days. Because the technology's great, but that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
All right, let's listen to the next one. This is Pompadour by country bluegrass musician Tim O'Brien.
Now most days I wake up early, but when the birds start to sing, I'm beside the sleeping beauty. She's the one who wears my ring. Well, I tried hard not to wake her. I got up and I tiptoed out. But when I looked in the bathroom mirror, I gave out a rowdy shout. A pompadour, it was a pompadour.
So tell us why you chose this song.
Oh, he's played with just about anybody that you can think of in Nashville, or they've played with him. And he's just that good. Everything he does is just...
Well, and I read that he not only sings, but he plays the guitar, the fiddle, the mandolin, the banjo, the mandocello, and something called the bouzouki.
That's correct. Now, they're similar, but the mandocello, that's probably his main instrument and guitar. And also, of course, he has the group Hot Rods. And then they also have alter egos of Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers, this Western swing group, and they've got 10 albums between them, Hot Rods, and it's just really good, great, hard-driving music.
So he's a busy guy.
He's a busy guy. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Up next, we have Steve Fisher with No Ordinary Life.
There is no ordinary life. There is no baseline normal. Like wolf or lamb. Like dove or eagle. We have language and free will. If we know what that means, if it's more than creating words like God and machine.
So what is he singing about here?
Well, I think what he's singing about there is just the fact of, is straight what it says, is no ordinary life, that we try to put people into categories and we shouldn't do it.
Hmm.
He's one of these songwriters that there are lots of them who are really good, really gifted, but are not very well known, you know, out in the public.
Okay, the next artist is Canadian, Willie P. Bennett. This is called Last Word.
There's a caveman reaching for a mystery that starts way back in his history. Affecting you and me and us and them. Who's gonna get the last word in? Who's gonna make the first step forward? Get on your feet, man, if you're so bold. The air in here is cut pretty thin. Who's gonna get the last word in? Tell me who's gonna get. Tell me who's gonna get. Tell me who's gonna get.
So what more should we know about Willie P. Bennett?
Willie P., well, he's passed away a few years ago, but what you should know about Willie, he was really prolific with the bands that he played with in Canada. That particular album, Heartstrings, is what that's off of. It won a Grammy. You know, that's called a Juno in Alaska, in Canada. And every song on that CD is just really good. It's hard a choice to decide which one to play. It's one of my favorite albums.
Okay, well, for our last song, we have Sweet Temptation. This is a song by The Special Consensus.
Sweet temptation, that's what you are to me. That's all you'll always be, it seems. Sweet temptation, you smile and pass me by, but still you occupy my dreams. Maybe I've got lots of hidden charms, and you'd find out if you'd hold me in your arms. But you're just sweet temptation, a diamond in the rough. You make it awful tough on me.
Now, the Special Consensus is led by the banjoist Greg Cahill. Why did you want to play this song?
Well, it's just an example of the bluegrass music that this band does. They've got almost, I think, 20 recordings out, and they are just now celebrating the 40th year of the band. They've changed members over the years. Greg will often have the youngsters playing with him, and they can sort of move on to something else. But he's kept this band, Special Consensus, going on for 40 years now, and he just does a whole lot to promote, you know, kids learning music and particularly bluegrass, and he's just an all-around good guy, which is what you see a lot in bluegrass music.
What are you looking for when you listen to bluegrass music? What makes something stand out?
Oh, I think the vocals and the story of the song. It's always different, and also the ability of the musicians, what they're playing, but the harmony singing is what I like a lot.
Well, I can tell by listening to your voice why you've been on the radio so long. You've got a great radio voice. And it's been great having you here today, Mike Shirky.
Well, thank you.
DJ and host of The Pick and Post on KUAF in Fayetteville, Arkansas. A great pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Just sweet temptation, a diamond in the rough. You make it awful tough on me.